Blog Talk Radio.
Continue to bless us, continue to lead us and guide us the way you would have us to go, Father God. And Father God, again, we just want to thank you for the opportunity, Father God, to share your word. And Father God, we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We're just going to talk, can you have fun and be a Christian? Can you do certain, when I say have fun, that's kind of a big word, because some people think that you can't do anything but serve the Lord and that's it, that you can't go on vacations and you can't, you know, explore certain things that are in our surroundings. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. There's a lot of beautiful places, of beautiful things that's going on in this world. And if you see, especially people that are in church enjoying themselves, people look at you a little bit funny. I might like to say that. Would you agree, Kay?
I agree wholeheartedly. Like you said, many people, they believe that being a believer is boring or it's not fun. And the sad thing is, for many years, you know, I missed out on doing a lot of things because of, you know, the church rules and man-made standards and on, you know, on what being saved is. So I missed out on a lot of things.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. When you say you missed out, what do you mean you missed out?
Of just enjoying life. You know, there was a point in my time, in my life, where it's like, oh, you can't listen to that, or you can't watch this, or you can't do this or that. And it was like, what? I mean, you got to be, church is on Sunday, you got to be in church on Sunday. The door is open, you should be there no matter what. And it's like, okay. Now I'm just like, okay, Lord, whatever I'm doing, the Lord is with me everywhere I go. So the Lord, the Holy Spirit will let me know, hey, remove yourself, or hey, you, or I'm good. So it's like, just be free. Just do what you want to do along the lines and keeping it holy. As long as I'm keeping it holy, I'm not out of line, I'm not going here and going there, I'm not talking crazy, I'm not doing things that's going to shine a bad light on the Lord, I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm just going to do it.
Well, when you say enjoy yourself, because, you know, that can be interpreted a lot of different ways. So, you mean you can enjoy yourself and go out and drink? You can enjoy yourself and go out into a club and dance as long as you keep it holy?
Okay, so for one, when I say that, no, I don't mean it in that way. Because, for one, I'm not going to the club. I have no purpose at a club. It does nothing for my life. And when I say do, it's with like-minded believers. I'm talking about doing things with people who are like-minded amongst believers. I'm not talking about doing things that the world do. So
okay, well, I'm
talking about
we have to clear it up because I know believers, well, let me say this. I know people who belong to the church that like, and they collectively, they like to go to the club and get their dance on. And a lot of them have said, we're going to the club to get our day. There's nothing wrong with dancing. Matter of fact, it's a good exercise. And all the thing they're going to the club to do is to dance.
Either.
I'm just saying is because people like, and when I say this, I'm just going to use myself, people frown at that kind of stuff. Is it right? Is it wrong for a group of believers to go to a club on a Friday night just to unwind and dance? They ain't got to be drinking and smoking. But I'm just saying, is that acceptable?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't speak for the club days because I don't know what's in the club. Because I thought the club was, you know, everybody drinking, smoking, partying, doing. I thought that's what the club was, dropping it like it's hot. I don't know anything about somebody just going to a worldly club and just dancing. I don't know. I'm not familiar with that. And I'm not at and I can't say what they're doing is if they like to dance and that's the environment they want to dance in, you know, and that's their spirit is not convicting them. Do you? But me personally, I don't know anything about the club life, so I can't. Do I like to dance? Yes. I can put on some music and I can dance. I can go hang out with some girlfriends. We can dance. But as far as going to the club, and I don't know that part because I don't. That's not my life. So I can't think. I can't agree with. Oh, I can't. I don't want to say agree because I'm not nobody's boss, but I can't self going to an actual, like my sisters, they go to clubs. They you know, but they're not saved. So it's a difference between me going somewhere and having a good time and them going somewhere and having a good time. They're opposite. So I might like a good old song, but they may want to listen to something else. We're not gonna be on the same page, if I could say it like that. So I don't see how I can go and I tried it. Remember, I shared the story with everybody about how I, you know, wanted to fit in, and I went to a bar with my sisters and my best friend, and I had a non-alcoholic drink, and my friend was putting stuff in my drink, and it made me not talk to her for a whole year. Thank God I didn't have any effects of what she was trying to do because she thought it was just funny. I don't play in that environment because it could do more harm than good. Even though I'm trying to show, hey, I want to hang out with y'all, I'm going on their playing field when no, that's not something I should have been doing. I should have been trying to bring them on my playing field. But you know, I was younger. I wanted to fit in and I wanted to just hang out because I missed out on hanging out with everybody. But my intentions was never to go to drink or smoke or dance, or I was just there to laugh and kiki. But you can get yourself in a situation, to me personally, and this is based on my personal experience, you can get yourself in a situation that may not end too well. And so I just choose not to put myself in that environment. I didn't say a whole lot, but that's just my take on Christians or believers going somewhere where it's nothing but it's an environment set for that type of activity, if I can say it like that. Now, if we got a church function going on and they want to play some music and everybody's dancing, we're not playing no drop it like it's hot music. We're playing, to me, there's a difference between vulgar music and clean music. You can play some clean music and have fun. Just have fun.
I want you to throw some scriptures in there, because a lot of people think that being a believer, you really can't do nothing, and all your fun has to come within the four walls of the church. If it's not a church function, like if it's a church gathering, you know how they have church dinner, church potlucks. Can you, as a group of believers who are grounded and rooted in the Word, can you all go together and, say, go to a comedy club? The reason I'm using a comedy club, because, you know, me and my wife, we like comedians, and if there's a certain comedian we want to go hear, we can go. Now, when I say this, I'm saying this because we got to put an understanding. Me and my wife, we don't have alcohol problems. We don't have drug problems. It doesn't affect us. So we're just going for the purpose of to hear a comedian. And, you know, I get a lot of slack sometimes, like, why are you hanging with the world? Well, we're not doing the things of the world. We're going to an event, to a show, to have a laugh. We're not drinking. Some people can't be around that are believers, because it will convict them, because they will end up drinking or doing something they don't have no business doing. It's like, you know, there's certain things that I can do that every person can't do, and vice versa. I can't go to a buffet and just have a salad. It's just not going to work. I will overeat. I will indulge myself, especially at a buffet. It's just not good for me to do that. It's not healthy. It's just not a good thing. And I'm relating it to food for me, because I know that's my area of temptation. If you put me at a buffet I think my wife will attest, I'm going to break all the rules. I'm just going to break all the rules. That's in that aspect of it. But as we are living our lives and we're trying to enjoy what God blessed us with, the question came up, and it was in the email. Someone said, well, how do you have fun? How do you unwind? How do you, you know, enjoy life? And a lot of people think just when you enjoy life, it's just reading the Bible, going to church, and that's it. And there's more to life than that. You can have a good time. You have some scriptures you want to throw in there? I hope I'm making sense.
Yeah, and to reiterate what you said, the way I see it is if the Spirit is convicting you in a situation, you need to walk away from that situation. Because
exactly.
Everywhere we go, the Holy Spirit should be with you. Everywhere you go,
exactly.
It shouldn't be you put the Holy Spirit aside so you can go do this. The Holy Spirit should be with you everywhere you go. So if you feel convicted, walk away.
Exactly.
But one of the scriptures is Ecclesiastes 3 and 13. It says, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. So with that being said, I don't understand why we gonna work ourselves to death and then that's it. We're not put here just to work and just do nothing else. We should enjoy. If you got a job, if you have income, if you work in doing what you need to do for your family, you should be able to enjoy. Like, for example, I know a lot of the things that I like to do, I like going to the movies. Yes, I went and saw Respect, and I enjoyed Respect. Some Christian people or believers may be like, you shouldn't be going to see that movie. I did, and I enjoyed it. I can't wait for it to come on my TV because I'm going to watch it again. Also, like going to the movies, I like good music. I like the clean, good music. It ain't got to be nothing sexual or nothing vulgar. Just give me some good words. Like, I love poetry, so just give me some good music. I like Jill Scott. I like Mary J. Give me some good music. Yes, I'm still saved. I like Mary J. I like Jill Scott. So those are things that, you know, I would have thought back in the day, oh, you can't do that. You can't listen. I'm still saved when I get done listening to it. We like going to see plays. We like, you know, I like skydiving. I did it. I want to do bungee jumping, jet skiing. I want to do all of this stuff. Like, and I'm still going to be saved when I get done doing it. Roller skating, all of this stuff you can do. You could, a romantic dinner with your spouse for the married people. You should be able to have a romantic dinner. You should be able to have a nice dance with your spouse. It shouldn't be no... we're not listening to Kirk Franklin when we dance. We're not listening to, I don't even know, BB and CeCe. I mean, I'm not listening to all that when I dance. That's just, but those are the restrictions that I live with. It's like, you can't do this and you can't do that. If it's clean and it is not hindering my spirit, my spouse's spirit, I think we're good to go.
So just to clear it up, I just want to clear it up just for certain people. This may not be for everybody. So if we're out and we're dancing, let's just say to Luther Vandross, and I'm with my spouse, and we get into a romantic dance, and you have, you know, there's always someone watching. They would be like, look at them out there doing all of that.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, even though I'm with my wife and we out there slow dance, some, you know, the church in which I grew up in and some of the believers that I've, you know, come to know over the years, they would frown upon that if we were in an environment where we were slow dancing, especially to something like a Luther or Keith Sweat or you know, whoever the artist may be, because they're not singing about Jesus. Is that wrong? Is it wrong for a married couple to show affection in public? You know, I was asking my wife, would it be wrong if we were caught at a park making out? And I'm not talking about being nasty. I'm just talking about showing affection towards one another.
Right.
Some people frown upon that. Some people are so you do that behind closed doors. But if you don't show that you have, what I want to say is, if you don't show that in every aspect of your life that you have the joy of the Lord and you can enjoy your spouse or you can enjoy your kids or you can go to the park and have a good time, then something's wrong. Now, I'm not saying you go to the park and you act worldly and you act like you ain't got no sense by drinking and cussing and all of that. I'm saying doing it in a spiritual way where, you know, if you're dancing with your spouse, that's between you and your spouse. If you're at a park and you're playing games with your kids and you're acting silly or whatever it is, that's enjoying life. And I think a lot of times as Christians, there's so many underlying rules. You can't do this, you can't do that. It's just not a good thing. And I just wanted to ask, can you have fun and still be a believer? Because no matter what you do, and I understand people are going to talk, you're going to have haters and all of that. That's just part of life. But at the same token, there's other young people, other people who are looking up to other married people or other individuals. They want to see you enjoy what the Lord has blessed you with. And if you can enjoy it, then, you know, I might want to serve a God or get saved if I can enjoy life. It's just not all about being inside church and four walls. There's more to life. There's more enjoyable things to life than that, especially if you're working and you're a family man. And probably next week, or not next week, because we won't be on next week, but probably week after that, we're going to be dealing with, I'm going to be talking about men. But that's next, that's in a couple of weeks. But if we can show each other how to be a young man or how to be a man, how do you do things? Can you still enjoy life, still do ministry? Can you enjoy life and still have a purpose for Christ? Is anything wrong with going to the beach? Is there anything wrong going to an amusement park? Is there anything wrong with wine? I was going to say wining and dining, but I don't drink wine, but going on a romantic dinner with your wife. And now I was going to say wine. There's a lot of people I know that drink wine. There's two sides of the table to that. Some people say it's wrong. Some people say it's okay. Me personally, when I was going through cancer, my doctor said drink a glass of red wine every night. I did it for about 2 weeks. I got the best sleep, and it seemed like it boosted me to get – it helped me. It wasn't – I didn't get drunk. It was a few sips every night before I went to sleep. The reason I stopped doing it, it just – I just didn't feel comfortable doing it. And because I didn't feel comfortable, I stopped. But for the 2 weeks I did do it, I felt great. I didn't feel – you know, it was just something with me. I haven't. It was a dare thing. I don't knock people that do it. It's just not for me. And I don't even have a bad experience with it. It's just I just didn't feel comfortable doing it every single night. It's just something I just didn't want to do. I'd rather have a glass of Pepsi that would harm me more so than what the wine would. That's just my preference. And as we try to get better and get healthier and all that other type of stuff, we just wanted to have an open conversation tonight, nothing deep, nothing major. But we also want to let people know if you're working, take time to enjoy the fruits of your labor. You may not can afford to go on vacation and cruises and all those other type of things, but take some time and enjoy what God has blessed you with, whatever it is you like to do. Now, I'm not telling you, like I used before, me and a buffet do not mix. I would love to go to a buffet. I would love for there to be a Golden Corral within 10 minutes of my house. I would be
right.
That's my struggle. So because that's my struggle, people can relate to what I'm saying. I don't need to be there. So I'm not going to go to a buffet every single chance I get because I know, A, it's not healthy, and B, you know, gluttony is a sin, so I don't want to glutton myself, and that's what I would do. So if you have a problem with drinking or this, that, or the other, and you're feeling convicted by it, then by all means, don't do it. But if you want to go and slow dance with your wife, me and my wife, we just found out we like playing pool. And sometimes if we see a place, we may go play pool. It may not be a popular place. It may not be a place where there's believers. But if we want to go shoot some pool and we feel safe and comfortable, there's nothing wrong with doing that. Now, before, a few years ago, I would think, no, we got to protect our image. Right now, I really don't care because I know who we are and I know what we're doing. And I know, you know, we're just trying to have a good time amongst each other. If we were with other couples and we like, hey, let's all go to karaoke. Okay, if that's what we want to do and we're all in agreement with it and we all can handle the situation, then it's fine. Now, I'm going to say this too. If you a married couple and one of you two have issues with looking at other females or other males, I suggest you not go to the beach. If you have that problem, if that's your struggle, you don't want to try to overdo something that you can't do. And what I'm saying is, if you go and you got a one-way ride,
the beach. You can see them at the mall. They're in the grocery store nowadays. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
So you can't really hide your eyes from
the reason
that
I'm
out
using
in the
beach is because the beach is more. You'll see more at the beach. I'm just saying, when you go to the beach, you just see it. That's not my cup of tea because I'm not a beach person. When I go to the beach, there's two things I'm looking at. I'm looking at the sand that's getting all in my shoes, and I'm watching out for the birds. I really don't got time to be looking at anything else. That's just me.
You don't want to have no fun.
And my wife will attest to you. That's what I don't, it's not my cup of tea. I don't have those issues. So it's not a problem for me. Now, if it was a problem, I would want to stay away from that because I don't want to tempt myself to put myself in any type of harm. So you can still have fun and be a believer as long as you do it being led by the Spirit. And if you feel convicted by anything, then you know you need to stay away from that. And just because you can't do it don't mean other people can't do it. I would love to play spades. I love to play dominoes. I even love to go to the casino. But I get every time I go, there's always one or two of my colleagues that will have something to say.
Yeah, they're gambling, right.
Say that again.
You know, you shouldn't be out there gambling going to no casinos.
Right.
But people play bingo all the time. Even at church,
well,
they play bingo.
The thing about it is I just think it's good that if we let, because there's a lot of younger couples that listen, and a lot of people, they just don't know because they feel just like when we were coming up, if you do this and you do that, it's not right. Now, you can go to church bingo, but you can't go to the casino. And my thing is this, when we go on the cruise, my wife will tell you, there's a limit set up for me. I'm going to the casino. And I'm not saying that like I'm bragging about it, but I'm going to enjoy myself when I go.
I don't want to waste my dollars, so I'm bad. So. I want to do another scripture if I can. This is coming from Philippians 4:8. It says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Scripture right there tells me, enjoy your life. Anytime you're in a situation, think on the good things. Think on happy things. Enjoy. Pure. Lovely. Honorable. All of these things. These are attributes of the Lord anyway. He's honorable. He's just. He's pure. We should be doing things to lift up the Lord. You know, I was in the doctor's office the other day with my two of my youngest kids. They were getting physicals. And we were just playing around and like we do. And my son was like, I'm going to give you a word. Okay, I said, okay, give me a word. He gave me a word, and my job is to come up with a rap off that word. I did it. I mean, it's all in fun. Nothing vulgar, nothing crazy. It was just having fun. People like to crack jokes. We know how to crack jokes. We call it cracking where I'm from. We know how to crack jokes without being so like negative or throwing somebody under the bus, you can crack jokes and clean fun. There's a lot of Christian comedians out there too that they are very good. And we missed out on a lot of things. I know back in Dallas, there is a woman, Sister Cantaloupe. I don't know if she's known in these parts, but I know in Dallas when we went to the Potter's house, she used to always be there. It's like there are things that we can do that are clean, that's fun, and we can yet be saved when we leave out of that activity. You know, because in this life, we're all going to experience a long list of things. We're going to experience sorrow, death, births, weddings, graduations, anything to celebrate, we're going to experience it. Anything in times of sorrow, we're going to experience it. Why not enjoy being who God called you to be? Stop worrying about everybody else. Be who God called you to be. Do what the Spirit is telling you to do as it lines up with the Word of God. Just be you. Do you. Stop worrying about people and what they think. Because when you do that, you're not living your life. You're not being free because you're worrying about this and you're worrying about that. Life is too short. Enjoy. Laugh. Laughter is so good for the soul. Laughter is so good. Get a funny movie on and just laugh. Do something besides sitting there doing nothing. Now, it's important to make sure you have a balance. So you should be reading your word. You should be studying your word. Everywhere you should go, you should be a light to people so that way they can see Christ in you. There has to be a balance. And at the same time, crack a joke. Have fun. Enjoy. You know, God designed us in his image, and he wants us to enjoy life and live it to the fullest. You know, we're called to be the salt and the light to the world. Keep it holy. Keep it going. Have fun. Enjoy life. I know Halloween is going to be coming up. We don't celebrate Halloween. We don't do the witches and the goblins, and we don't do any of that. However, what I did with my kids, okay, we had what was called a fall festival. It was at church. We ate pizza. We had games. We did fun activities to keep our children safe. We weren't participating because it was Halloween for the world. We were doing something as an alternative to our children. So there are plenty of alternatives out here that you could be doing. You don't have to do what the world does.
Let me stop, because now you're talking about the kids, and I want to take it to another level for the adult. So would it be wrong for us, let's just say, to throw a costume party and have people come over? I'm not saying that we're going to do this. Throwing something out there, is it wrong for us to go to a costume party?
As an adult, what's the purpose?
I'm just asking a question because there's people that there's a lot of, you're going to see it, costume parties, whoever has the best.
I don't know. To me, that's for kids. And it's an alternative to keep them safe from, you know. But
no,
for grown people,
yeah, for the kids for Halloween,
I
understand that.
I don't know. I can't answer
but
that.
But you get people at work. People at work, and I'm just saying this, they'll get dressed up in you know, dressing for the season and, you know, put on a costume. And some of them will come as a doctor. There's nothing to do with our cowboy. It has nothing to do with goblins and witches. It's just putting a costume on. And I think that we, and I understand about Halloween and the witches and the goblins and the Satan. I get all of that. I'm just trying to keep it. Can you go to a costume party? Can you go to work and be like, okay, we're going to be putting on costumes? And is there, as a believer, is it wrong to do to participate in something like that? Or do you stay away from it? Me personally, It depends, and I live my life by the Spirit. If I don't feel convicted, then, you know, I think it's okay. That's just my – I could be wrong. And I'm not sure someone will let me know if I'm wrong. But if a group of adults is like, we're going to have a costume party, and whoever has the best costume wins, and there's going to be food, and they're going to have everything there, and I want to take my spouse – my wife isn't is not into any of this. I already know the answer. She wouldn't be going. But there's some believers I know that would go. And it's like, okay, will we look at them funny?
Again, to each his own. To each his own.
That's what I'm trying to say.
It seems fun, and it ain't. That's to each his own. That's what I'm saying. Live your life based off of how you want to do things. Now, we should be shunning the appearance of evil. So don't be out there putting on Dracula or I don't even know whoever these stuff is. I mean, I don't see, if you want to be Barney, go have fun. I mean, I don't know.
So let me say this. Last year, not to cut you off, but a gospel artist, what's her name? Didier Hatton? What's his name? Am I saying it right?
Uh-huh.
Am I saying the name right?
Yeah,
Diedrich Hatton, this was last year during Halloween. He was dressed up as a vampire with his kids going trick-or-treating. And I thought that was so wrong, and I thought that was a wrong image for him, of all people, to do that. Now, that's just my opinion. And you go to his Instagram page and you go all the way back, you will see it. He was dressed up as something I didn't think. It may not have been a vampire, but it was something like that, a skeleton. It was something in that aspect, and it just rubbed me the wrong way. And like, again, if he was dressed up as a cowboy or dressed up as a doctor or dressed up as something like that, I would have looked at it a little differently. But that's just my opinion. Maybe he can handle it. Maybe he know enough about it. But when I was little and my father was a pastor, we went trick-or-treating. Now, my father didn't care about us going door-to-door asking people for candy if it's their neighborhood, but he did draw the line on what type of costume we would have on. He wouldn't give us no money to buy a costume. Neither would my mother. She said, we're not buying you no costume. You can better go find something in there and make a costume. And the only thing, that was the basic of it. And I'm going to be honest with you. Even when they started doing these parties at the church, we were protected. We weren't allowed to go to every church to get the candy. Just like we weren't allowed to go to every neighborhood to get the candy. But that's a story for another day as well. It's just when you know and you're being led by the Spirit, I just believe that if you feel convicted, I believe you shouldn't do it. And if you don't feel convicted, I believe it's okay. That's just my opinion. If you want to go to a costume party, you and your wife or whoever, and it's fine. If you want to put a costume on and go to work during this time, I'm not going that deep and be like, oh, well, you celebrating Halloween. To me, it's not that deep, but it's not. It all depends on how you look at it. There's a lot of people out there that like to celebrate Halloween. That's another person.
Yeah, we're not doing it. I don't think believers should be celebrating Halloween.
So celebrating Halloween is one thing, but if you want to, it's just like if you want to put on a costume because they want to put on a costume at work, I don't consider that celebrating Halloween. That's just my opinion. I think you're just being, putting on a costume and you're going because you like to dress up. That's something that you find entertaining for you. Now, people that like to worship and go all out for Halloween, putting all these decorations, that's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother ball game. We may touch on that later on down the line. But what we're talking about is just as believers having fun. And if you like to dress up and put on costumes, fine, do it. But if you want to be a wit, all that kind of stuff, then I'm not into that. If you want to go to a jazz concert, and you don't have no temptations there, like drinking and all that, I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. I really don't.
But at the same time, if somebody, this is my feeling on it. I'm not a drinker. You're not a drinker. So clearly we know that. But if I'm with somebody and they decide to have a glass of wine, am I going to look at them sideways? No, I'm not. Everything to me is dependent on that person and their relationship with God. The only thing that I'm going to say is when I'm with the group, if I'm with non-believers and I'm doing things that they're doing, there's something wrong. I shouldn't be able to go, me personally, I'm not having a drink with anybody in my family. I'm not doing it because I don't want to give the impression of, oh, ain't nothing to that God, ain't nothing. Because they don't understand. They're going to say, oh, you know, people are quick to say, oh, y'all Christians, you ain't allowed to do that. Y'all ain't allowed to do it. They always say, you ain't allowed to do that. Oh, you ain't allowed to do it. I was watching a show, and my sister had sent a message. She was like, oh, y'all don't know nothing about that show. And I'm like, but I watched that show. So for you, they put standards and rules in place about what you're not allowed to do and what you can do. So with that being said, if you're in a situation where you're around a group of people that are non-believers, please keep it holy. Please keep the Lord at the top of your mind. Make sure you're doing things that line up to the way God would have you do things. You don't want to hinder nobody. You don't want nobody to say, oh, there's nothing to that God. You shouldn't be around if they're in there, you know, doing things that they should, there should be a difference. That's my thing. There should be a difference. At the same time, what I do around believers and we're like-minded, if we want to sing, if we want to dance, whatever, we're doing it holy. And then we're going to be in prayer a few minutes later. So we're keeping it holy, though. You have to keep it holy. You got to keep God at the center of everything you do. And have fun. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much it. There's always a balance to everything. And what we try to do here is just open up conversation to become better and to become better believers in Christ. And the only way you can become better believers in Christ, sometimes you got to have conversations about certain things. And sometimes we don't want to be, you know, as Christians, and believe it, we want to be real deep. You know, we want to be deep. And it's okay. But at
speaking of that, let me say something. For the married people, go ahead and read this Song of Solomon. It got all the game that you need to have for your loved one, for your spouse. It's full of everything. If I could just touch on that subject right there for a minute. I'm not talking about people who's not married. So if you're not married, you keep it between you and God and nobody else. But for your spouse, have fun in your marriage. Enjoy your marriage. Don't be walking around with a prune face acting all stuck up. Have fun. Enjoy your spouse. That's what you have a spouse for. Am I right? You got quiet on me. Enjoy your spouse.
No,
hello?
No, you're fine. When you were saying that, you know, it's like when me and my wife go out and we, you know, we have certain people we hang with and we want to hang with other couples, but sometimes we have to be careful because you know, I'm very flirtatious with my wife in public. I'll say stuff. And people have got that look.
I'm crazy,
you know.
Right.
My goal is when I go out, I try to make my, you know, I'm going to just say it since I'm out here. I'm going to get in trouble anyway. I try to see if I can turn my wife's face red. That's just the goal. You know, I can say something. I can do something. There's certain buttons I know that I can hit. That's part of me and my wife. That's between me and her. No one else has to understand it. But if you're looking at us, you're like, he always got his hands on his wife. I do. And I'm going to continue to keep my hands on my wife because that's my wife, period. We're going to enjoy every aspect of our life, whether we're in church, whether we're in ministry, or we just want to get out and hear a good laugh or go to a good play. Now, we know each other well. We know the do's and the don'ts. We stay away from the don'ts. because, you know, we don't want to put ourselves in jeopardy. But we can go to a comedy club. I get tickets all the time. If we want to hear a certain comedian, we're going to go listen to it. And we know how to separate ourselves once we get there. We're there, but we're not a part of all that. We will go to a restaurant and try certain things food wise, or we'll order food or whatever, but we're not a part of being with them other type of spirits, them alcohol spirit, drug spirits, adultery spirits. We're not about all of that. We're just about having a good time, and the Lord blessed us with an opportunity to do this. This is what we're going to do, and then our light will continue to shine. When you see a married couple and they're enjoying themselves, their light is shining. They've been through some things. They're just relaxing, enjoying life. And I think a lot of believers don't know how to enjoy life. It's always work, 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 work. You got to take time out to enjoy what the Lord has blessed you with. Because I have a lot of older, well, I ain't say older, my age friends who are saved, but they're prunes. They don't do nothing. And then they wonder why they're struggling in certain aspects of their marriage. They don't do nothing. You know, it's the same routine over and over and over and over. They spend more time at church doing church activities than they do with each other. And that's a problem. That's not right. That's not right. That's just my opinion. That's the way I look at it.
Right. Do something outside of just, we don't go to church, but we can do other things too. Do something outside of, you know, just going to the four walls. Y'all can enjoy ministry together. Go out somewhere, feed the homeless. You know, do stuff. You can do other things together as a couple as well, which is just as rewarding.
Wait a minute now. Because I'm gonna share a story, and then we're gonna get out of here. The reason I'm sharing a story is that my wife had told me, this was, I think it was during the beginning of this summer, my wife sent me to go pass food out. She said, won't you, because she had to work. She said, I got some groceries, so I'm going over to this place, pick up some boxes and pass it out. I said, okay, you know, my wife wants me to do this, I'm going to do this. Now, the whole time I did it, I complained, and I called on the phone because I'm mad, because I got these boxes in my car. It had, you know, vegetables and fruit. Now I got fruit flies flying in my car. My car is stinking. Now I'm complaining. Now I'm doing the Lord's work. Now this is what me and my wife, I called this playing with my wife. I really wasn't mad or upset, but I called her just joking. Look, I got all these fruit flies. I'm not taking all this stuff all over the place. And I do that because we joke with one another. We laugh with one another. It's not always that serious. But at the same time, we're passing food out. At the same time, you know, now people say, well, there's a little seriousness of what you said. There's a little bit of seriousness of what I said. And I think she understood what I was saying. I got a lot of fruit fries in my car. Wasn't anything that was going on. We were, but we joke around with one another. That's how we communicate. Everybody's not like us. So you may hear me say something to my wife, and you may be like, Oliver, crazy, you know? She knows me. She's not going to be with a crazy person.
Right.
And she knows me in the pit of my heart. So therefore, when I say that, I may not know what's good for you and your don't know. But if you're making it work, it should be light to other people. And it should be like, yeah, I like that. That's the way it's supposed to be. And you know, I'm trying to get there. One of the things I'm trying to improve is I want to be that grandpa, that I want to be the one. I want to be it. That when my grandkids see me, like, you know, they want to kick it with me. Because, you know, it's cool to have fun. It's cool to be the life of the party, in a spiritual way. For the men, if you're being a real man, then that's what you're supposed to do. Let your light shine. You got a cool swag about you, let it shine. Enjoy it. Embrace it. Don't be so I'm dried up, you know, where it makes no, it, you're not having no fun nowhere. The only fun you get to have is, you know, behind closed doors, can't no one hear you laugh, can't no one hear you, you know. I just think we need to just have the conversation, enjoy life. And I don't mean just being foolish and reckless with it. Enjoy it being led by the Spirit.
Amen. Let the Spirit lead you. That's it.
With that being said, there's a couple announcements before we get out of here. Last week, my Chaos hacked. Someone tried to get into our account on Wednesday. We want to thank the Lord that we had to shut everything down on Wednesday. And I just thank the Lord for the team that corrected and fixed it. Also, pray for me and my wife. We're going to have to take a trip back home to check on our mothers this week. So please keep us in prayer and keep our moms in prayer. One of the things that me and my wife are learning as we get older, we have to, you know, do more responsibility with taking care of our parents, and that we need to love them while they're here. So we have to make this trip because of the COVID and everything. We just feel blessed to drive. So pray for us for the mercies and just keep us in prayer and keep our moms in prayer. Keep my wife, mom, Mama Dukes in prayer. Keep mother, Janine, in prayer. The reason I'm saying their name, just keep them in prayer. My mom is almost 82 years old. So just her prayer, and she's still strong and sharp, stubborn a little bit, but keep her in prayer. My wife, Mama, and she's, you know, keep her in prayer. Keep us in prayer. Also, with that being said, we have an opportunity to do a list of a host of revivals, but because of the COVID is on an uprise, you know, the Lord is telling me, you know, move cautiously, move, you know, don't be so quick to go everywhere. Just be, you know, if the Lord wants this to happen, he'll make it very easy for it to happen. But if it's too hard and we're not going to push anything on anybody, especially when we got to go and stay in hotels and there's a lot of stuff going on. And If I'm not in 100% control of the environment that's around me, then I don't think it's good for me to go. Not saying that we're not going, but that it has to be right in order for us to make these trips. But we are going to make them. But with COVID on the uprise, and it's getting out of hand. We're playing it by ear. And also that's going on with the cruises and everything. For my birthday cruise in December, I'm just going to be bringing it up from time to time because hoping and praying that if this everything started to break back down, I'm going to invite everybody to go. If not, you know, we'll figure it out the next step. Again, I just want to thank everyone that tunes in on every Monday night. Again, when I say it, it kind of chokes up that, you know, we're in different countries right now, people listening to what we have to say. Tomorrow night, when we do our Bible study, we're going to be in different countries, and people will be listening to the Word of God. And it's like, wow, I'm just amazed that the Lord is using myself to do what he's doing. It may not mean nothing to nobody else, but I'm just telling you, I'm very humbled by it and humbled by the team that has surrounded me. And again, with my wife, who is, you know, she makes all this thing go. She makes it go. She makes it, you know, she makes me a better person. So I just want to, you know, thank the Lord for her, for my team, for all my engineers that put this thing on Monday through Monday. Every day we got something going on, and thousands of people are hearing what's going on, and it's a blessing. And sometimes, you know, it ain't always me speaking, you know, it may be someone else. But because whoever else is doing what they're doing, I'm still weeping the harvest because, you know, God is using this platform. And you know, I'm just blessed. And everywhere I go, I am blessed. And I'm around people who I can just sit and watch them. They do. It's a blessing. It pushes me to want to do even more than what I'm doing. So, yeah, there's a lot going on here in chaos. There's so much going on. God has opened up so many doors. He's just saying, pick one. And there's doors that's open. I don't even know what's going on behind the doors. It's just open. And I'm learning to just take my time and let the Lord lead and guide me. And, you know, everything will be all right. So, again, thank everyone for listening to us every Monday. DNK has taken a life of his own. And if you're doing ministry, your ministry becomes your work. And I'm a firm believer that now my work is my ministry and my ministry is my work. They go hand in hand. Because when I'm at work, I'm ministering. If I'm ministering, I'm at work. And the Lord is blessing me like I can never. I just get blessed on top. I'm just blessed. Let's say this, and I'm going to get out of here. I got a I went to, about 2 weeks ago, I believe it was, I went and someone at the church was having something, and I went, I was eligible, and ended up getting me a free tablet. And you just don't know how much that meant to be blessed with a tablet. Now, I could have went and bought me a tablet, but when you get stuff and it's free and it's from the Lord, can't no one take it away from me. The Lord just blesses me. Not only just with that, just with other aspects of everything that's going on. Again, I'm going to send a shout out, wife. I'm done with this. I'm going to let you pray us out. But when I went and got the tablet, I went and it was, you hear this name a lot. You hear the Bluettes. It's a blessing to have somebody that you can just sit back and watch. On a spiritual level, because I went there to get the tablet, and I got there, and I saw Evangelist Bluette, and she was setting up. There wasn't a lot of people there at this time, and she was showing me her blessing, her building that she had gotten. And one of the things that I was struggling with and still struggling with is I like to fight. I like to throw punches. And she sat there and told me that she did all this and she didn't have to throw one punch. The Lord just blessed her. All the haters and the people, she didn't have to do nothing. Just keep doing what you're doing. And the Lord just blessed. And it meant something to me. And then when her husband, Elder Bluette, came in, he was showing me the security camera. And this is what I like. This is what a real man, protecting his queen. He put in the security system. That he can watch it, you know, it's amazing to me, and it's a spiritual blessing, and I know I'm talking about it in the natural, but it's a spiritual thing when you can see a husband and wife work together, and their goal and their work become ministry, and their ministry becomes work, because that's what it was. It's just it makes sense to me now. I mean, that makes sense to no one is listening to me now, but it makes sense when you can see two people do something for the Lord together and enjoy what they're doing. To me, that's what life is all about. You have to enjoy what you're doing, and you can enjoy life. Me and my wife, we're going to enjoy life, but we also enjoy our ministry. We enjoy studying the Word of God. Well, there's a lot of things we enjoy doing. Most people think it's boring. But if you ever, me and my wife, we go at it. We argue about the Word. We debate certain things. That's between me and her. That's us. And when you do that, we don't need counseling because we got the Bible. And if you're studying the Word of God, you know when you're wrong because the Word's going to tell you. You're going to be convicted. And that's what I love about Christ. I didn't talk 10 minutes and said I was done. Don't forget about us on tomorrow night, Praise Tabernacle Bible Study at 7 p.m. tune in, same phone number, same website. Just go there. We'll be on at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Get a good word, and again, I will promote it like money. Listen to Bible study for 30 days. I guarantee you it will change your life. I'm going to say it. Come to our Bible study and listen to it for 4 weeks, four Bible studies. I guarantee you, you will feel some type of change, and you will want to listen every Tuesday night. That's on Tuesday night Bible study. That's on tomorrow. Wednesday night, I got my man Elder Bazaar, Watchman on the Wall. Thursday night, Omar Zachary Family Ministries will be on Thursday. Saturday, we have the Overseer from Dallas, Texas, Spiritual Sense of Life at 6 p.m. On Sunday, we're right back at Praise Tabernacle Church of Bishop Omar Zachary and the Tabernacle. And again, I always forget to say, on Wednesday morning, don't forget Vent Break. Wednesday morning, we wasn't on last Wednesday because of the, but we'll be back on this Wednesday. And it's just it'll get you, I can't even talk, it will bless you if you get up Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. and listen for an encouraging word on every Wednesday for Vent Break. Also, that is Elder Bluette's daughter who does that. She's doing a great job on Wednesday. I kind of like it for myself. I feel like that's you know, my cup of tea on Wednesday morning and my breakfast that gets me through what I need. And to hear somebody young give an uplifting word, an encouraging word to get your day started, and give the listeners an encouraging word. This is someone young that could be doing something different, but yet they want to get up in the morning and devote time to give us an encouraging word. I just think we ought to support that and listen to it. Because if you support it, you're going to fall in love with it, and it's going to become of your every Wednesday morning. You just want to listen to it and get that word in so it can get you through the rest of the day. Because you might feel like cussing someone out on that midday Wednesday, and you can hit this break right back into reality. Okay, Lord, you take over. So do that on Wednesday for me. If you're not doing nothing else on Wednesday, check that out. Also, Friday, I forgot all about this. Friday, we got we will be Touchdown in London. We're going to do a special Friday. We normally do it late, but we're going to do it a little earlier. And my guest preacher friend is going to be doing teaching over in London for me through Blog Talk. Is Pastor Sam is going to do he's going to take over for me on Friday because I will be traveling. So he's going to take over Friday and do the Friday lesson. And again, especially my Praise Tabernacle brother, y'all got something you want to do, please let me know. We have the stuff we need right here at Blog Talk. It's just like having a radio station. We get thousands of people to listen to it all over the country. So if you want to do something, feel free to let me know. I think I done ran everything down. Wife, anything else you want to say?
No, I think you said it all. You said a whole mouthful. So no.
Well, yeah, well, there's a lot. There's a lot.
Let me add our email. The email address that you can send any testimonies or praise reports to, if you need prayer, it's going to be ptcforchrist@gmail.com. So that's P for praise, T for tabernacle, C for church, forchrist@gmail.com. So send us any prayer requests, any testimonies that you want to share.
Hopefully, you know, it was a good conversation. Hopefully we got you talking about it with your spouse or with your friends or with whoever. This about, is it, can believers have fun? Just, you know, conversation about it. And, you know, let us know if you're having fun and give us some ideas what we can do to have fun. You know, my wife likes to jump out of airplanes. Okay, that's her. That's what she likes to do. Now, I'm anxious to see her go water skiing to get her hair wet. That's what I would really like to see.
I get my braids in.
She said it. We'll see. We right. We'll see. With that being said, we're going to pray and get out of here. Father God, we just want to thank you. Thank you for what we've done. Thank you for what we're going to do. And Father God, we want to thank you for you being who you are in our lives, Father God. Father God, just continue to get us the wisdom and the knowledge to rightly divide your word, Father God. Father God, give us the will to be able to do what you would want us to do, Father God. Father God, it's not about us, but it's about you. Father God, I ask you to touch all those that are maybe sick. Father God, touch all those that may be going through depression. Touch all those that may be not feeling well. Father God, I ask that you continue to bless our country, continue to bless those that needs to be blessed, and Father God, those that need to be delivered. And Father God, we just ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we will be back tomorrow night, 7 p.m.
Amen. Good night, everybody.